This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic Real English from the BBC.
大家好，欢迎来到 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目，我是冯菲菲。
And hello, it's Rob here too. Oh, Fei Fei, why the glum face?
I didn't get it.
Get it?
I didn't get the job.
Yes, the job. You went for a new job. One you really, really wanted. One that you said you would be perfect for.
Clearly, I'm not. 你看我收到的回绝信上说经验不足。But if I don't do the job, how do I get the experience?
Oh dear, it sounds like Catch-22.
Catch-22 是什么？是什么证书吗？
Nope, it just describes a situation where you can't win. Basically, you can't do one thing until you've done another thing, which you can't do until you've done the first thing.
So it's an impossible situation. 原来 Catch-22 这个说法出自英文小说 Catch-22, 第22条军规。它在现代用语中表示左右为难、无法摆脱的困境。
Let's hear some examples of this phrase in action.
I need my parents' car, but my mum says I need permission from my dad. Then my dad says I need permission from my mum. I can't get permission from either. So I'm in a catch-22 situation.
To apply for a short-term student visa to study English in the UK, you have to be able to speak some English. But you want to come to England to learn English. It's catch-22 for many potential students.
这里是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。Rob 刚才说我现在处于一个 catch-22 situation, 也就是说我进退两难，怎么都不是。
Yes, Fei Fei, you can't get a new job without some experience of doing it. But you can't get the experience without doing the job. It's catch-22.
It's a strange phrase, Rob.
Yes, as you mentioned earlier, it comes from the title of a book, Catch-22.Written by Joseph Heller in 1961, which describes absurd bureaucratic constraints on soldiers in World War II. But look, Fei Fei, don't be too sad about the job. You've got plenty of experience for doing this job.
That's because I've been here for 40 years.
Ah, but we respect you for your expertise, especially in one task.
What's that?
Making the tea. Now, could you put the kettle on, please?
Oh, I really need a new job.
Bye.
Bye.
Authentic Real English from BBC Learning English.